Here on WTOP, it's 6:41. And as Hillary mentioned, it has been a long, hard weather week.
Yes, it has.
And boy, do we deserve something nice, something good, something excellent.
I'm with you.
Thousands of athletes from all around the world are in Sochi right now. They're going for the gold at the Winter Olympics. But did you know that gold medals aren't just for sports? Some wines earn gold medals just as well.
Well, I'm just as happy talking about that. So let's dive in with syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg and our wine of the week. How you doing, Scott?
Oh, Hillary, I wish I was there, but I'm snowed in.
You're snowed in with a nice fire and lots of wine. So tell us about these gold medal winners. What makes them special?
Well, they come from the San Francisco International Wine Competition, and this was held back in June of 2013. But the wines, which are submitted from all over the world, just like the Olympics, this is a big deal, right? We get, I think we had over 4,300 wines entered into the competition this year, and from 1,400 wineries, 30 countries participated in this. But you know what we're going to do tonight, Hillary? We're going to talk about American wines, American gold winners.
All right. Well, start us off with a good Chardonnay.
Let's talk about the 2011 D&L Carinali Vineyards Estate Chardonnay. This comes from the Russian River Valley in California. This is a lot of wine for the money. Beautiful nose. Features of those aromas of ripe apple and pear and buttered toast that I love in California Chardonnay. But then you get these ripe apple, pear, a little Meyer lemon in there, just supported by a creamy mouthfeel. Medium-bodied finish, just enough acidity. I'd love to watch this with, you know, bobsledding. And by the way, $20.
Nice. So
yeah.
Here's something I don't drink a lot. White Rhone.
Oh, we got to change that. The 2012 would Hearthstone Winery Estate Grown Rousson from Paso Robles. This will definitely make a White Rhone drinker out of you, Hillary. This is just a beautiful, magnificent aromas of tropical fruit, floral scent, but in the mouth, it's just got complexity of sweet white fruit, like that white juicy nectarine and pear and honeydew melon. And then the finish is nice and long, little hints of buttered toast in there. I would watch cross-country skiing with this wine. $24.
All right, let's move into the reds. Let's start with the cab.
Oh, the big cab. We're going with the big boy. The 2009 Rocca Family Vineyards Cabernet Sauvignon from the Grigsby Vineyard. This is big. Blackberry, cassis, cedar just dominates the bouquet, but then the ripe black fruit, that, you know, those black plums and blackberries, they just sit on your tongue. Smooth tannins, pitch-perfect acidity, and then little notes of cedar and cocoa and roasted coffee that come in on that supple finish. This is slope-style snowboarding, but it's also $85 and worth it.
Well, it's a Valentine's Day gift to be sure. So before we go, let's talk Shiraz Syrah.
Let's talk about the 2010 Martin Ranch Winery Syrah. Now, this is from the Santa Cruz Mountains of California, which is a little unusual. It's a little cold. You get cold winter nights up there. But this is just beautiful, warm aromas of dark plum, black cherry, spicy white pepper. And what I really look for in a beautiful Syrah, black olive aroma. Mm-hmm. But it's just beautifully layered flavors of black cherry, cassis, cocoa, and just this touch of melted licorice that rounds out the long finish. It's $35, and I'm looking for a hockey game with this one.
All right. You enjoy. Thanks so much, Scott.
Thanks, all. Have a happy Valentine's
you
Day.
You too, Scott.
You too. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of his recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.